Podcasting Essentials, a new learning tool for the constructivist classroom. Presented on Professional Development Day at Austin Community College, January 12, 2007, by Jimmy D. Clark, MED, Instructional Design Specialist. Introduction, what you will learn in this symposium. In this symposium, you will learn what podcasting is and why it is a valuable learning tool in a constructivist learning environment. You will view a demonstration that will involve setting up a free podcasting account at podomatic.com, recording a podcast, and publishing and publicizing it. The goals and objectives for this symposium. In this symposium, you will learn 1. What podcasting is and why it is a good learning tool for the constructivist classroom. 2. How to set up a free podcasting account at podomatic.com. 3. How to record your first podcast. 4. How to notify others about your podcast. 5. How to publish your podcast. The prerequisites for this work session are a basic knowledge of the Windows operating system and web browsers. What is podcasting? Podcasting has been defined as a collection of technologies for automatically distributing audio and video over the internet. From the Montgomery College Workshop on Podcasting, 2006. The term is a combination of the terms iPod and broadcasting. For anyone who may have been living on the planet Venus for the past 5 years, the Apple iPod is the most popular portable music player. In podcasting, audio is recorded as an MP3 file and distributed as an RSS feed. If you would like to know more about RSS, read the article on it in Wikipedia. A user subscribes to a podcast and podcast aggregator, such as NewsGator, iPodder, or Juice, which automatically downloads new material to his or her computers. The podcast can be put into Apple's free iTunes digital music player or a similar program. A brief history of podcasting. In 2001, Adam Curry, Tristan Lewis, and Dave Weiner used RSS technology and their own media content to create the first prototype podcast. Also, Christopher Lydon of National Public Radio started linking MP3 files of his interviews to his weblog. At about the same time, Adam Curry developed his iPodder script, from which the iPodder software, the first aggregator for downloading media files, was developed. In 2004, Adam Curry coined the term podcast. In 2005, Apple integrated podcasts into iTunes. In 2003, there were only 40 podcasts. According to the Diffusion Group, by the end of 2006, there are expected to be about 11.4 million in the United States alone. By the end of 2010, there are expected to be about 56.8 million. Pedagogy of using podcast as a teaching tool. Podcasting as an all tools and teaching strategies used in a constructivist learning environment has several advantages over traditional teaching methods. They include 1. Portability. Content can be delivered anytime, anywhere. 2. They address multiple intelligences. See Howard Gardner's website and learning styles. 3. Up-to-date content. 4. Can capture the instructor's enthusiasm. 5. Students can listen to them multiple times. 6. Can feature guest lecturers, field trips, etc. 7. Cost efficiency. 8. Apparently, they have the potential for faculty coaching, student collaboration, and self-reflection. The types of podcast an instructor may use include 1. Presentation, 2. Review of course material, 3. Interview, 4. Guest lecturer, 5. Debate, 6. Recording of a campus seminar, 7. Virtual field trips, for example, a visit to a museum. Podcasting does have its problems and challenges, including 1. Bandwidth issues. Students with dial-up internet service may not have the patience to wait for a podcast to download. 2. Podcasts cannot be used by the hearing impaired. 3. The sound quality may not be good. 4. Training in podcasting may be required for faculty. 5. Audio podcasts have no visual component. 6. Digital rights management. 7. A high level of skills is required if instructors want to make their podcasts sophisticated learning objects. 8. Podcasting needs to become a simpler process. 9. Integration with learning management systems. The future of podcasting. These comments were taken from a search of articles on websites about the future of podcasting. Some universities, including the University of Chicago, are building studios where faculty and students can produce podcasts. Vendors and implementers will be under pressure to provide easy-to-use, stable, rights-protected, and secure podcast platforms. Specialized higher education podcast aggregators may emerge. New features for categorizing, navigating, and indexing podcasts will be developed. Video podcasts will increase. Features will be added to podcast audio files that make them a richer learning experience. The software and hardware tools used in podcasting. Software tools. Audacity is an excellent and easy-to-use free software program for recording and editing audio. You may download it from the AudacitySourceForge.net website. GarageBand is an audio production tool for Apple computers. You can find information about it at the GarageBand webpage on Apple's iLife website. It is part of the iLife software tool shipped with all Apple computers. You can record audio with SkypeKey. Check out the SkypeKey.com SKYPE website, a program that lets you make phone calls over the internet. There are many websites where you can post podcasts free of charge. Some of them are Audio at Audio.com, Podomatic.com, and Orb at ORB.com. When you get into podcasting, you will need a podcast aggregator, a software service that you can subscribe to that will automatically download podcasts to a podcast player such as iTunes. Some of them are Apple's iTunes, Juice at the Juice Receiver, SourceForge.net website, podcast software clients. If you wish to subscribe to a Podmail service where you can receive and post audio, you can check out Podmail at Podomatic.com. Hardware tools. To do podcasting, you will need a computer with a sound card, a microphone, please get a good one, and a sound recorder if you do not want to use your computer for recording. You may wish to download your podcast to an MP3 player such as the Apple iPod, but this is optional. Why Podomatic is a good podcasting website. Podomatic.com is a good website for podcasters to use because it is free. It is easy to use. You can automatically download your podcast into iTunes. It is easy to share your podcast with others. It provides statistics on your listening audience. This recording will be continued later.